There are no Alaskans in this year's Race to Alaska. The Washington State to Ketchikan competition will have close to 40 motorless watercraft, but the only team from the contest's namesake destination has withdrawn. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Dan Blanchard is CEO of On Cruise Adventures. The company sails small tour ships in Southeast Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, and other coastal areas. He's also captain of a three-person team that sailed a 25-foot trimaran sailboat during the past two Race to Alaska contests. The part-time Juneau resident and a major race sponsor was the only Alaskan entered to sail in this year's event, but he had to withdraw.
Like everyone, sometimes family life and work life and a race life all collide at the same time. So this year it just was a time constraint, but I certainly plan on being back.
Past races have attracted a few teams from Ketchikan and elsewhere in Alaska, but most are from Washington State or British Columbia. Daniel Evans, one of the organizers, used to live in Alaska. He says while southeast and south central coasts attract sailboats, he doesn't think they have much opportunity to prepare for a 750-mile unsupported journey.
By and large, the wind in Alaska is blowing too hard, or it's snowing, it's too cold. It's just a much shorter kind of cruising window.
Blanchard of the Uncruise team says it's also a question of timing.
It's challenging for Alaskans, particularly when we are very seasonal and for many of us in our work life, to bring a boat down to Port Townsend, Washington, and the commitment of what usually ends up being in a well over a month, even if you have a fairly short passage like we've had. It's just tough to do.
His team finished in about 10 days the first year and 5 days the second. While most racers sail the route, others paddle kayaks or sailboards or row or pedal boats. Evan says about half of the teams are in vessels of 20 feet or under. 15 will travel solo.
I would describe the people who race as huge adventurers. People who have decided that they want to live in their skin and experience something that they would never be ever fully prepared for.
And it's not easy. Racers face strong winds, high seas, tidal currents, cold rain, and in some places, narrow passages. Blanchard says it's the most painful thing he's ever done.
I've described it like living inside a clothes washer on full spin, for anywhere from 6 to 20 days. It's not for the meek.
The Race to Alaska is actually two contests. The first is a 40-mile qualifying voyage from the Olympic Peninsula to Victoria on Vancouver Island. About 60 vessels are signed up for that run. The second is 710 miles from Victoria to Ketchikan. 37 teams plan to make that journey. The winner gets $10,000 in cash. The runner-up gets a set of steak knives. Other finishers just get to say they made it alive. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.